Now, friends, we come to one of the most remarkable little epistles that there is in the Scripture. Little Epistle of Philemon. Only one chapter. You'll have trouble finding it. But if you can find Titus, then just keep going. And if you find Hebrews, you've gone too far. Back up. There's Philemon. And it's a very wonderful little epistle, by the way. And the epistles, as we said at the beginning, way back when we were studying Romans, that's a new form of revelation. But even among the epistles, there are different kinds of epistles, by the way. God, for instance, in the past, he's used law, history, poetry, prophecy, the gospels. Then he used the epistles. But in the epistles, some of them are directed to churches. Some of them are directed to individuals. Some of them are very personal. I frankly believe that Paul, when he wrote Philemon, didn't believe he was going to have this included in the canon of Scripture. So personal. I think that he'd be a little embarrassed. And I feel like when I'm reading Philemon, I'm looking over the shoulder of a man by the name of Philemon, reading his personal mail, by the way. Paul wrote this to him personally, but the Spirit of God has included it. Now, back of this is a story of Coas. This man, Philemon, he lived in a place called Colossae. It's way up in the Phrygian country, in the Anatolian section of Turkey today. However, it's no city there today, it's just ruins. But it was a great city in that day, and in fact, Paul wrote a letter there. As far as we know, Paul didn't go there, but I have a notion there are a lot of things we don't know, and I'm of the opinion Paul did visit Colossae. But be that as it may, there was this very rich man in Colossae that had been saved, apparently had come down to Ephesus. And Paul, you remember, there for 2 years, why he was speaking in the school of Tyrannus every day. And people were coming in from all over that area. There were millions of people in that area. And this is just one of the men that came to know the Lord Jesus. Now, he owned slaves. And he had a slave by the name of Onesimus. And Onesimus took a chance one day, as any slave would have done, and he made a run for it. And he did what most slaves apparently in that day did. He moved into a great metropolis. And this slave made it all the way to Rome. And in that great population there, he could be buried, as it were, and not recognized. And one day, this man Onesimus, who'd been a slave, he found out that there was a slavery in freedom, and there was a freedom in slavery. You know, when he was a slave, he didn't worry about where he's going to sleep or what he's going to eat. His master had to take care of that. Now he has a real problem, and he's over in Rome. I think he's homesick and maybe hungry. He's going down the street one day, and there's a group of people gathered around listening to a man talk. And this man, Onesimus, he wormed his way into the crowd, got up front, and he saw the man was in chains. And now he'd run away from chains, and he thought he was free. But when he listened to that man, by the way, his name was Paul, he listened to him preach, and I want you to know that he said, well, that man's free, and I'm still a slave, a slave to appetite, slave to the economy. I'm still a slave, but that man's free. That man that was in chains, he waited till everybody drifted away after he'd given a message. And then he came up to him, and he wanted to know more about what he's talking about. And Paul led him to Christ. And I mean by that, he presented the gospel to him, told him how Jesus died for him, and how he was buried, raised again the third day, and that all he had to do was trust Christ. And he did. And then he did what any man that's been converted, he thinks back upon his past life and things that are wrong. He wants to make right. And he said, Paul, it's something I have to confess to you. I'm a runaway slave. Paul says, where'd you come from? Well, he said, I came from over to Asia Minor. Well, he says, what city? He says, Colossae. Paul says, there's a church over there. Well, he said, who was your master? Well, says, my master was Philemon. He says, you mean Philemon that lives on Main Street? And Onesimus said, yes. Paul says, well, he's one of my converts also. He owes me a great deal. And Onesimus says, should I go back to him? And Paul says, yes, you should. And you can't get anything for or against slavery in this epistle. You get a freedom that's above all the slavery of this world. We talk about freedom all we want to today. There are right now 10 million Americans that are slaves to alcohol. They're not free. They're alcoholics. There are those that are slaves to drugs. There are those that are slaves to the economy. There are those that are slaves to the almighty dollar, only the dollar's not so almighty. But we're living in a day when people think they're free. But the Lord Jesus said, if the Son make you free, you're going to be free indeed. And so he said, Onesimus, you'll have to go back, but you're going to go back differently. I'm going to send a letter with you. This is the letter that we have.